From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin products that work. Some of my favourite products include the Japan Fusion Cleanser and the Healthy Skin Moisturiser. Both are an absolute staple in my skincare routine and help to keep my skin looking youthful, glowy and hydrated. The Carol App community has an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Go to www.beautypie.com/bp/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back. So this week I'm going to be diving into the top products that I would recommend when having a baby and the products that I use the most. We get hundreds of DMs from you guys asking, would we recommend things like the Snooze Pod, the Yo-Yo, the Baby Zen, and loads of different products. So I thought I would just condense all my answers into one episode to share the top products that I would recommend and that I would buy again if we were going to have another child. So hopefully this episode helps. There's so much marketing and you need to buy this, you need to buy that, you need all these different gadgets. And it can be so overwhelming and expensive. So hopefully this episode really helps and offers you an honest review of the products that we love to use, not sponsored, just genuine items that we used. All our experiences as mums are so different and everybody's journey is different. So these products may not be right for you and your journey, but these are the products that worked for me and for our family. So let's dive in. So first of all, sleep. Making sure that where your baby's sleeping is going to be safe and comfortable for them is obviously so important. And with our first child, we used a different bedside cot, but this time round with our second, we used the Snooze Pod 4, and I cannot recommend it enough. This bedside crib is such a game changer. It allows you to keep your baby close. It's got breathable mesh sides. You can adjust the sides, attaches to the bed with a mesh kind of zip between you and your baby so that you know that they're safe and they're comfortable in their own little area, but they're not far at all. And the easy access side panel makes feeding on a night so easy. You don't have to leave your bed, and then you can just pop them back down. And especially the first few weeks and months, where for me anxiety was so high after having my daughter, well, both children, but knowing that I could put my hand on my daughter's stomach and know that she was breathing fine and she was right there was brilliant. We didn't co-sleep. It's not something that I felt comfortable doing, just my own personal experience just didn't feel right for me. But having her super close, kind of attached to the bed in her own cot in the Snooze Pod 4, just kind of gave me that sense of comfort knowing that she was fine and comfortable. And yeah, I would highly recommend the Snooze Pod 4. It is more expensive than some of the cribs, but I could not recommend it enough, and I would definitely buy this again. And I wish I bought it the first time, but yeah, hindsight. So second for sleeping, we never use one with our son, but with our daughter, we got a Moses basket. And I found using the Moses basket for having her lay down, we would take her upstairs in the Moses basket and she would lay comfortably there. We'd keep an eye on her. But I just found it super easy to maneuver. It felt really safe for her to lay in and kept her close whilst we moved around the house. I think, yeah, Moses Basket's pretty inexpensive. I think it was, you can get them for like £30 to £50. And yeah, it was just made the daytime naps and her, when, especially in the newborn days, knowing that she was safe in a Moses Basket and could keep her close by, move around the house with me, I would definitely recommend getting a Moses Basket again. The snooze pod for the top panel kind of bed cot part does detach, but it was quite heavy and we didn't move that around the house, so having the Moses Basket was really helpful. So yeah, I would recommend a Moses Basket too. So in terms of feeding, we tried so many different types of bottles over the years with our son, and we used Dr. Brown's for him, and then we thought we'd try Tommy Tippy with our daughter. She didn't like them at all. So we went for the MAM anti-colic self-sterilizing bottles, and they were game-changing. I cannot recommend them enough. We never experienced any colic or reflux with our daughter, and we used these bottles, and I don't know if it's just her or the bottles, but anyway, yeah, they were brilliant for us. They self-sterilize, so you put them, you kind of wash the parts, they have detailed instructions, but you put them in the microwave for 3 minutes and it self-sterilizes, which makes it so easy. We didn't want a big sterilizing machine on the work surface in our kitchen, so we just popped them in the microwave and it was brilliant. But these MAM anti-colic bottles are designed to reduce colic and gas. They feature a unique venting system which helps to ensure a smooth flow of milk and helps to prevent air from being swallowed during feeding, and we definitely found that. We found them super easy to use. Our daughter took to them straight away, and having spoken to so many friends, they have also experienced their babies really took to these bottles as well, so I would highly recommend giving them a try. They're really easy to clean, and the soft silicone tea mimics the feeling of breastfeeding. So if you are breastfeeding, they're designed to make the transition from breast to bottle a breeze, and I would highly recommend trying these bottles. So next, let's talk about baby carriers, because we tried with slings and with our son, and it was just never gonna work. They were super, I found them super hard to tie, and I didn't feel that they were that secure, to be honest. I don't know if that was just my anxiety, but I felt like, oh, if I've tied this myself, it's probably not secure enough. So I was looking for a baby carrier, and we went with the Baby Born one, and it was amazing. We found it super comfortable, really great for our little ones, felt really secure, sturdy. We used it for years. I had it for my son, and he's almost four, and I've been using it for my daughter, and it's brilliant. Would highly recommend the Baby Born one carrier. It keeps your, especially in the first few months, it's just great having hands-free and having baby on you, because I think, well, yeah, our daughter definitely loved a contact nap. And the ergonomic design of the Baby Born one really does provide excellent support for you and baby, and makes it really comfortable to wear for longer periods of time. It's got adjustable straps, multiple carrying positions, and it means that you can find the perfect fit for you and your little one. And I would highly recommend giving it a go. I found it was really supportive on my back, having no core strength at all after giving birth. Obviously, I needed some kind of support, and I would highly recommend it. It was super comfortable, and I didn't feel like my back was gonna cave in at any point, which is always good. So now let's talk about travel prams, because this is such a popular topic with you guys wanting to know, what's the best travel pram? What do you recommend? And honestly, I would have said the babies, Yo-Yo Baby's End. We had it for our son. We still have it now, and it's great. It's been so, so good. I think it could have been the first pram that fits in the cabin of an aeroplane. And that's why we got it, because we do quite a lot of traveling with our little ones. And when we had our son, we wanted a pram that would fit in the overhead locker. And so we got the Baby's End, and we absolutely loved it. But it's kind of been worn, used quite a lot. And so with our daughter, we needed a new pram. And I've read lots of reviews online, and we decided to go with the Silver Cross Click pram, which is also a travel pram, goes into the overhead locker really easily. And I absolutely love it. I prefer it to the Baby's End. I think it lays flat, which the Baby's End doesn't, and my daughter won't sleep in the yo-yo. So yeah, it's got a lay flat feature. It's really nice design, really easy to fold, one hand folding. It does have a clip at the side, which means it's kind of annoying to open if you've got something in your hands. You can't just like clip it open like the yo-yo, but other than that, it's brilliant. It's got a strap, you can put it in the overhead locker. But yeah, the lay flat part is so key for us. So yeah, that would definitely be at the top of my list, the Silver Cross Click Pram. So now let's get into car seats. There are so many different car seats out there, so you have to find obviously what's going to work best for your family, your car. But the one that we love is the Maxi Cozy Pebble Swivel Car Seat. It's got a 360 degree swivel, which means that it's super easy to get your baby in and out of the car without straining your back, and also not worrying about bumping baby's head on the door as you're putting them in the car. We absolutely love this car seat. It's really easy to put in the car, to fit to the car, and seems super comfortable for our baby. It's got just an adjustable headrest and harness and fits your baby as they grow, and I would highly recommend. We didn't get a swivel car seat for our son, and we really wish that we had. I don't know if they were really that popular when he was born, but yeah, certainly now it's a non-negotiable for us. So yeah, the Maxi Cozy Pebble 360 swivel car seat can be used from birth up to around 15 months. And it rotates really easily and fits onto the Family Fix 360, I believe, but you'll have to double check. But yeah, that's the car seat we use and we love it. So baby bouncers. So with our son, we never bought the baby born bouncer. We just never got one. And with our daughter, we bought the Ladida baby bouncer, I think it's how you pronounce it, from Amazon. It was $29.99 and it was so brilliant. I would highly recommend having a look at this. I know the baby born is like the OG, but it is quite expensive, and we wanted a more affordable alternative that we could kind of fold away, and the Ladida was really brilliant, so would highly recommend that. Our daughter was super comfy in it. It's not recommended to let baby sleep in the bouncer, but she would chill in there. It was great because I could keep her really close while I was, you know, doing things around the house or doing some work. And it's got a gentle bouncing motion and a removable toy bar. And she was so happy sat in there. So I would highly recommend having a look at that. It's spelled Ladida. And it was great. So now I'm just going to quickly touch on like baby clothes, baby grows and blankets and things like that. So some things I would recommend looking into is getting baby grows with a zip, because it just makes night changes so much easier, so much quicker. And I found that she didn't, so with our son we use poppers, but with her we've got some zips because we've been recommended to try them, and honestly it was game changing. The middle of the night nappy changes, using the zip was so much quicker. She didn't really wake up, and yeah, it was just so much easier. And in terms of blankets, we used a cotton blanket with holes in to make sure that it was really breathable, especially, you know, the first few months when, yeah, you just want to be so careful with what blankets you're putting around them, and obviously making sure that you're not letting them sleep with anything in the cot with them. But during the day we'd put a cotton blanket with holes around her in her Moses basket or in the snooze pod, and yeah, they were really breathable, comfortable, made from cotton, no synthetic materials or dyes, and made her really snug without overheating. And the holes provide added ventilation. So yeah, I hope that you found that helpful. As I said, you've got to find what works best for your family. These are the products that I use, that I would recommend, and that worked for us. We do have so many resources on our website, carol-app.com, with newborn checklists, newborn items that we love, and so much more. So I would definitely suggest going to the website, carol-app.com, and searching for newborn essentials or baby items, and yeah, reading through those articles, because they will provide you with so much value and direct links straight to the products that we love and use. So now I'm going to share some stories from our community, from you guys, to hopefully make you feel less alone if you're going through any of these situations. They're from mums just like you, and yeah, we really want to keep sharing our community stories with you. And if you've got a story that you want us to share, please email us at info@carol-app.com. We love hearing from you, love connecting with you, and love sharing your stories. So the first story is from Lucy and it's to do with mum anxiety. Oh, this is something that I really experience with both children, so can completely relate to this. She said, I've always prided myself on being calm and collected, but nothing could have prepared me for the tidal wave of anxiety that came with becoming a new mum. From the minute I had my daughter to bringing her home from the hospital, I found myself consumed with worry and doubt. Was I feeding my baby enough? Was I holding her too much? Was I holding her the right way? Is she breathing right? Am I doing enough to stimulate her development? The question seemed never ending, and no amount of reassurance from friends or family could quiet the nagging voice of anxiety in my head. But despite all these fears, I refused to let them hold me back from embracing motherhood with all its ups and downs. With each day, I made sure to get out of the house, no matter what I was wearing, whether it was a tracksuit, my jammers underneath a coat, and I just started to make this a habit. Day after day, I went out for a walk with my daughter for 10 minutes, and slowly but surely, I started feeling a little bit brighter, and the anxiety started to slip away. If you're going through the new mum anxiety, just get yourself outside, fresh air does wonders, and you're absolutely not alone. I love this so much and can relate to the anxiety so, so much. It's something no one talks about and it hit me like a complete tidal wave that I was not expecting. And I can completely agree with getting out of the house. You just feel so much better with the fresh air. So yeah, I would also agree. Just try and get outside for 10 minutes. And yeah, you're absolutely not alone if you're going through anxiety. It can be so overwhelming, to say the least. So the next story from our community is from Sarah, moving from one to two children. I thought I had my parenting all figured out after welcoming my daughter into the world. I had mastered my nappy changes, bedtime routines, and could navigate the ups and downs of motherhood with more ease than I expected. But when I found out I was expecting my second child, I quickly realised that going from one to two children was a whole new ball game. My routine was completely thrown into chaos and I had to juggle the needs of both my toddler and my grown baby bump and then baby. From baby tantrums, midnight cravings, to then having two children to take care of, I quickly realised that no amount of preparation can fully prepare you for the whirlwind of emotions that come with expanding your family. Feeling torn between looking after your toddler and newborn is so overwhelming, but despite the challenges, I do find myself filled with a newfound sense of love and gratitude watching my two children bond and grow together. It does get easier. Oh, I love this so much and I can, yeah, and again, relate to this, having gone from one to two children and running a business. It's a lot to say the least. The juggle is real. Balance doesn't really exist and you just kind of have to go with the flow. And yeah, I can absolutely relate to this story. We love hearing from you. Please email us your stories, info@carol-app.com. And we love sharing your tips and your advice to our other mums in our community. And don't forget to download the Carol app for free on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And we can't wait to connect with you there. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.